welcome to the Revenue Hub podcast. I'm Trevor Grant. Through these podcasts, we aim to discuss topics relevant to professionals within the hotel, travel and leisure sectors. Whether you're in a revenue management function, reservations, front office operations, digital marketing or sales, we hope the topics discussed will be of interest and either answer some questions or maybe prompt some more. Welcome again to another Revenue Hub podcast. Today we're joined by Michael McCartan from Duetto. Michael is Managing Director of EMEA, and let's get straight into this. We're going to be talking today about total revenue forecasting as a stepping stone towards total revenue management. But as is the norm, you don't want to hear from me, you want to hear from my guests. So let me hand you over to Michael. He can give you an introduction of himself and Duetto, and then we'll get into the main topic. Morning, Michael. Nice to have you join us.
Good morning. Hi, Trevor. Thank you for having me.
So if you can just just give us a bit of intro into you, a bit of your backstory, tell us a bit about Duetto. I'm sure, you know, with all that you guys have been doing, plenty of people are aware of you. But for those few that may be listening that aren't quite aware who Duetto are, let's hear about you and what they're all about.
Fantastic. Yes. So my name is Michael McCartan. As you said, I've been with Duetto for 4 years in the capacity of managing director for EMEA. When I joined 4 years ago, Duetto had no footprint in Europe whatsoever. In fact, it had a little footprint anywhere in the world, even in the US where it's, the company was founded. But since then, we've achieved tremendous results. Our growth and acceleration and market penetration has been remarkable and probably surpassed even our expectations, particularly in Europe, where I think the fragmented landscape of the hotel market has allowed us to really gain traction and achieve greater market share and penetration than in any other territory. So this has really been sort of the beacon for us, and possibly also due to the fact that the hotel market in Europe was looking for something different, looking for something that challenged the status quo of historical and traditional revenue management solutions, and that certainly is what Duetto is about, and what we bring to the market. So that sort of change in philosophy seems to have resonated really well with that with the European hotels, but in particular the mid regional groups where we've done a really good job at attracting clients.
So, considering your rapid growth, Duetto and you were a great combination, then, I would say.
Yes, I'm not from the revenue industry. I've got a long history in hotel technology, primarily in distribution, but I've worked in hotels as well. But always in hotel technology, and my introduction to Duetto and taking on the job with Duetto was actually my first foray into revenue management itself. So I'm by no means a revenue manager. My customers and my staff know way more about revenue management than I do, but I do my best.
You're getting your excuses in early.
That's right.
Just tell me a little bit about Duetto then. What was it, I guess, that attracted you? But more importantly, where do you think you've been able to differentiate? As you said, there were some, you know, major players in the industry before Duetto came along, and then they came in and made a big impact. What is it? What was it about them then, and what is it about them now that separates them out?
Yes, the thing that intrigued me most about Duetto when I first heard about them was that they really cared about making hotels successful, and that still is the mission for the company today. It was founded by hoteliers for hoteliers. It sounds a little corny, but that's true. Mm-hmm. And the founders were actually frustrated that so much of hotels have performed well since the recession in 2008. There's been steady growth in terms of top line revenues, but actually the profitability of hotels has remained fairly static and is actually in decline relative to the growth. And that frustrated them because there were so many intermediaries, so many middlemen taking a share of that revenue, then actually hotels were no better off than they were in the depths of the recession. So they wanted to, they challenged that, they wanted to help hotels become more successful. And the principles that they sort of launched Duetto with was this concept of open pricing principally, which meant that you weren't using a rigid rate structure where you priced a single rate and then had all other rates and prices, room types sort of cascade off that. They believe that the demand for the different products was actually independent, both from a market segment perspective, but also from a room type perspective. And so by disassociating the products and the linkages between the products and understanding the demand for each product and then pricing that product independently meant that you could actually price more accurately for the particular person asking the question. So it was more about matching the right product for the right person at the right time. And that concept of open pricing, for many hoteliers, was something that they wanted to do anyway. They were just constrained by the technology. So when Duetto came along, it solved a very particular need in the market. And I think that in itself has been able to allow Duetto to accelerate and grow as quickly as it's done.
So the knowledge and desire was there. They just didn't have a tool to be able to facilitate it.
That's correct. Yeah.
And that's probably a fairly recurring theme in a lot of what goes on, certainly maybe from within a revenue management point of view. I mean, leading us on nicely, we're talking about, you know, we've been talking and we've done some other podcasts around total revenue management, how it's been discussed for more years than I care to remember. And yet when you look at how many people could truly put their hand up and say, we are doing total revenue management, I think it would be a very small percentage. I know when we were talking around this topic, one of the things that we spoke about and why we come on to total revenue forecasting is that you were saying how that is a step towards total revenue management, because total revenue management is still a challenge. Sure. Can you just sort of touch on, from your perspective, both from a technology but also understanding hotels and what they're trying to do, why TRM is still a challenge at this moment?
I think ultimately it goes back, the fundamental reason it's such a challenge is data, access to data. Mm-hmm. I think in order to provide good revenue management, you need good quality data. Mm-hmm. For rooms, we're starting to get hold of that data, the data that's sitting in the PMS and other sources that require you to accurately identify what the demand for those products is, and then sort of correlate that with the data that's coming from the PMS in terms of pickup and things like that. Mm-hmm. Allows you to do a pretty good job at understanding what the price should be for those products. I like to think of it as oxygen. Without the proper oxygen, you can't actually function correctly. You can't actually perform at the top of your game. Now, the oxygen from a room's perspective is there. It's pretty good quality, and there's a consistent flow of it. But for the other areas in the hotel, that data doesn't exist. That oxygen doesn't exist, and therefore you can't perform to the same level that you can with hotels.
Interesting. We did a podcast a few weeks ago with the Real Hotels Group about how they were looking at implemented total revenue management into their F&B. And it was quite interesting. You're talking about exactly the same elements that they knew they needed to do it. They wanted to move just beyond rooms. The key challenges is the data and the technology that comes along to help support that. But there are, even without technology, there are ways that people still gather data, still pull this information together, and it's how you use that information, how you use that oxygen to help to bring that to life. And I guess in a way, what I drew from that conversation and what I'm hearing from you is that the rooms piece, whilst not fully complete, and there's always areas where it can be developed, but we've pretty much got a lot of that nailed now. That's done. We got the metrics. We know how to produce the data. We know where we're measuring, where we're monitoring, what we're looking at, what are the key triggers and flags that we should see. So the context in which we're talking about here about total revenue forecasting as a stepping stone towards total revenue management is that you start by forecasting as an initial stepping stone, but we're talking here about forecasting in other areas of the hotel outside of rooms.
Yes.
So then in the context, this conversation is outside, is more focused around hotels that are in the medium to upper end of the hotel range or chains, if I can put it that way, rather than the budget end, which is very much hotel room centric. Would that be fair?
Yes, I think any hotel that has ancillary revenue streams could be doing total revenue forecasting.
Okay.
I think we sort of stumbled across. I don't think this whole concept of total revenue forecasting, it wasn't our idea, it wasn't our brainchild. It's actually one of our customers that came to us and said, we like the idea of total revenue management. We know that's where we've got to get to. But the complexity of the data sources and actually the number of variables in total revenue management makes it really, really difficult. But we believe that we're getting pretty good at total revenue forecasting, even in a manual environment.
Okay.
But can you help us automate that? Because if we can get a better picture of the rooms revenue plus all these ancillary revenue streams, it really helps provide the total revenue forecast for our entire business. And that allows us to plan more strategically in terms of resourcing. How many people do we need in the future? And we can sort of anticipate the demand before it actually arrives. And it allows us to spend marketing money more accurately, more effectively, because we know where we need, where the demand is weak, not only in rooms, but in other areas as well. And it just provides better financial health. Well, it allows us to provide better financial health for the business, having insights into these other revenue streams. So it was on that basis that we started to look at how do we then take those other ancillary revenue streams, understand how they currently forecast those revenue streams manually, and then automate that and provide that total forecast within our application, which we're now doing.
Okay, that makes sense. So not wanting to breach confidentiality, because obviously this is a client you're working with, so we won't talk about them specifically and name them, but maybe we could use some of the lessons you're learning and seeing what they're doing, because I'm sure it will cross over to other groups, whether medium, small, or even independent hotels that maybe still have the same ancillary streams. So if we put rooms aside for a moment, what are the, and I know this might seem obvious, but just for purpose of clarity, what are the other areas, departments that they are looking to have been doing manually and looking to automate? What are the other areas they're looking to forecast the revenue for?
Yeah, so the really important one for them is actually breakfast, and they've already done enough analysis on how many people that are booking rooms without breakfast are actually purchasing breakfast, how many people are coming to the hotel and buying breakfast and not staying in the hotel. So they already have their own conversion rate, shall we say, or metrics that they can measure this by. So we've taken their formulas, and they can still adjust them, they can still tweak them, but we've incorporated that. So if we can see what the occupancy of a hotel is, yep, what percentage of those guests are actually haven't bought breakfast, they know what the conversion rate is going to be, and it's by hotel, so it's not a general conversion rate, and then we can apply that. So we can very accurately anticipate what their breakfast revenues are going to be beyond the people actually have bought a breakfast inclusive package. So that's a pretty easy one. The more complex one is group forecasting, and as we all know, group forecasting is inherently difficult because it doesn't follow any sort of logical pattern.
Yeah.
There's lots of gut feel and instincts and personal relationships involved in group forecasting, and mm-hmm, whether a group converts or not. Again, they've done enough analysis on that for us to analyze their pipeline and see what the characteristics of the group are, and based on those characteristics, what the likelihood of those groups to convert or to wash. And And again, it all goes back to the data and sort of the metadata around that to understand the conversion rates. But now that we have that information, we're able to pull in the pipeline from the PMS and with the different statuses, and we know with a high degree of confidence what those conversion rates are going to be. So groups and meal plans are the two that they particularly focused on, but it could go to car parks. It could go, you know, we could look at spas. The Duetto application is very flexible, and any hotel can create their own forecast group.
They seem to be the four areas that I'm hearing consistently are coming out. So, you know, you're hearing the F&B, you're hearing the groups, the MICE, you're hearing spa, and then you're hearing car parks is a kind of a new kid on the block, so to speak. I guess they're the four main areas really that when you look at a hotel, if it's a bigger property and not just room centric, they would seem to be the most obvious avenues to look to pursue. And as you say, the groups is the more complicated, or at the moment it seems to be the more complicated one out of the four to be looking at.
Yes, and I think the one other area is actually sort of the ancillary spend. So it's, and you spoke about budget, but actually you can actually, even in a budget hotel, you can start sort of having add-ons for other spend within the hotel. So yeah, I think the possibilities are endless, and I think just giving the hotels the flexibility to define their own other revenue categories is important. But in defining those, you also need to understand more about the conversion rates and the characteristics of those other revenue streams to be able to accurately forecast. But that's why we've allowed the hotels to define their own rules within the application.
Okay. I've got you. And I guess one of the things, I can see why it's a stepping stone, because at the end of the day, you can look at revenue, of managing the revenue, but unless you're actually first of all looking into those departments and starting to forecast, and maybe even just asking yourself some questions: what do we want? What are the metrics? What are the rules? Even if you're doing it in a manual way, you can't automate anything unless you've done something manually to define those rules. I mean, from your experience more broadly, are these areas that are being looked at consistently by hotels? Is it still, again, back to the rooms, everyone does it? If we're looking at these ancillary areas, from your experience, anecdotal conversations, how much of the time are hotel groups, hotels spending, looking into those areas around from a forecasting point of view, at least?
Yeah, it's interesting. I think there's a lot of conversations. Almost, I suppose the awareness is there. People are now realizing that actually you need to forecast these other revenue streams to really understand your business. And you're absolutely right. In trying to forecast, you need to have a better understanding of those revenue streams, or the characteristics of those revenue streams, in order to better predict what's going to happen. So I'm not exactly sure how many people are actually doing anything today in this area, mm-hmm. but there's certainly a lot of, I think, an awareness and a recognition that this is an easier mouthful to digest,
right,
than
yep.
total revenue management. I think, and hence, you know, your comment about it being a stepping stone. I think if hotels can sort out this area, it allows them to more easily understand what total revenue management means, mm-hmm. and how to tackle it.
Yeah, no, that makes sense. And I guess one of the things is, sometimes there's a nervousness to set a metric, because we know which metrics we follow for rooms. You can plug somebody in, you do the calculations, whether manually or technology, and out comes the result. But because this isn't industry-wide, because it can be different from groups, strategies, hotel class, location,
yes.
It's almost a necessity for you as the hotel, maybe led by the GM, or if it's a group, to, you know, have something at a corporate level to stand out and say, right, well, this is what we're going to do. We're going to look at it. We're going to come up with something. It may not be right, but at least we're going to take that stepping stone. And sometimes I feel that, as you say, the knowledge is there and they know they need to do it, but it's taking that leap. There seems to be that gap between We know what we should be doing.
Yeah.
But maybe, and we know how to do it because we can apply the same things in rooms. We just can't pull off the shelf a little metric that we can plug in our information. Right. And away we go. So sometimes it's that fear of the unknown that maybe stops people from even just exploring it.
That's right. But I think what will happen is, obviously, our customers that we're working with now are sort of piloting this, the early adopters, the ones that sort of have recognized that they need to do more than just talk about this, yeah, are probably going to sort of as the pacemakers or the trendsetters in this space actually go, the pioneers, go out and learn and fail and test and learn, and and they will be the ones that actually to some extent define what those metrics are, what the standards become for the rest. And every industry needs those pioneers, and we're learning from them, but through that learning we're able to provide solutions that hopefully would then become applicable to a broader audience and help them not have to learn and discover on their own, actually just take some previously learned examples and apply them to their hotels. But I think there is, as you said, there is more flexibility and sort of probably more customization required in other revenue streams, because they're not as defined as hotels, and every hotel, every market is slightly different. So we're seeing that we need that flexibility within our application to really serve the different needs of the different hotels.
That makes sense. And again, not losing the sight of, I think, the piece that was critical in what you said earlier about talking about data as being an oxygen, without throwing too many analogies in. You know, if we're building a decathlete, and we have to look at ten different sports that we have to play at, we could train as hard as we like, or we could know what we need to do. But if we don't improve our capacity and our ability, yes, to take in more oxygen and use it effectively, we're not going to be able to perform, even if the knowledge is there. So following that analogy, to me, it would seem as if one of the challenges is pulling the data through in these other areas. And so how does... not where your technology fits in, but the underpinning technology in a hotel around F&B, around MICE, around spas, is the technology there? And I guess that's maybe two questions. One, is it available in the market to acquire? Two, do hotels have it? Or is a lot of what they're doing manual at the moment, and there's still a need to build that technology stack in other departments of the hotel? Sorry, there was a lot of things thrown into that question.
But there is, depending on the property management system, we can get some very good folio data out.
Okay.
So not all property management systems are able to provide us all of that folio data, but some can, and the ones that can allow us to at least see how much has been spent in these different revenue categories, and the hotels can then say, bucket the different revenue streams. So that certainly helps. So having a PMS that can capture and then share folio data is an essential part of what we're doing.
Gotcha.
If we don't get that folio data, then it makes it very, very difficult for us to do anything, quite frankly. To your second point is that enough, and are they doing a lot manually? No, it's not enough, because we're seeing the final reservation, the final spend for those revenue streams. But there are a lot of things that happen before, particularly in groups, but other revenue streams would be the same. Is what
happened, journey to that
journey to the final sale?
Got you.
And a lot of that, those processes and capturing of that information is still manual. So in the customers that we're working with in defining this and sort of piloting this total revenue forecasting, we're having to suck data from other mostly manual sources today to really try and understand conversion rates and how those transactions progress, so that we get a better understanding of the conversion and the likelihood of that becoming a revenue in the future.
Understood. So not being a sales pitch for PMS systems,
and there are
a lot of providers out there of that. But if a hotel, if just to make sure I've understood this correct, as a bottom line, if a hotel doesn't have a PMS that can provide, you use the term folio.
Yes.
So folio data, was that what you were saying? Right.
That's
right. Okay. So if they don't have a PMS that can provide that data, they're probably already on a hiding to nothing in terms of trying to expand even their forecasting and way off being able to look at complete total revenue management. Is that a fair conclusion?
Absolutely. Because without that data, they can't even report
on those
revenues. So it makes it almost impossible to forecast on those revenues.
So anyone that might be listening to this that could be sitting there and their general manager has just come back, or their operations regional has just come back from a conference, a seminar, and they're saying they're still banging on about TRM. Why aren't we doing TRM? And they're sitting there with a PMS that is just not up to scratch. The first thing they've got to do is build a case to try and get a better PMS system in place to at least be providing the data. Otherwise, they really can't do anything further.
Absolutely. And then the other thing is, it even if the PMS captures that data, the PMS needs to make it available to
citizens
such as ours in a format that we can understand and read.
So
even if their current PMS is, capturing that the other revenue streams, but they don't have the capabilities or technology or even the wherewithal to share the information, then
no good anyhow. I've got you. Okay, that makes sense. And then in terms of you said, but that's the part of where they've you've got the sale, so to speak. There's the journey to that. Is there technology out there to support that manual process, or is that where the development area around technology is occurring in terms of trying to be able to provide that information that ties in with various pieces like yours or the PMS or however it may be configured to feed that through to help that decision making?
Yeah, there is a movement, I think, within hotel technology to become much more open. I think in my opinion, one of the biggest constraints in hotels evolving and becoming more progressive relative to other industries is the lack of data, the ability to share data between different silos, different applications.
Yeah.
I always use the terminology. I call it the data sits in little puddles, historically, the providers of technology to hotels have created these walled gardens, and so they've created these little puddles of data that they can only use, no one else. But in order to provide really good service to the hotels, the providers need to sit on data lakes. All these little puddles need to be merged together, create a data lake. And once you have a data lake, then you can do really interesting things with that and provide really good services to the hotels. Thankfully, the mentality of the newer entrants into the market, the technology entrants into the market, recognize this problem. And so there's much more free exchange of information between the applications, and that's allowing us to do more interesting things that ultimately benefit the hotel. But there's still legacy providers out there that still consider the data theirs and don't want to share that, and if they do want to share it, they expect the hotel to pay extraordinary amounts of money to do that, which ultimately is not serving them well or their clients. So
I guess in a bit in the same way that when Apple first came on the scene, you were kind of locked into using the Apple architecture and you couldn't share between, and as other areas have exploded, they've had to merge and adopt and allow a greater flow of information.
That's right. Yeah, and again, that's the oxygen. And if you've been starved of oxygen, you're not going to perform at your optimal. So, that is happening, and that gives me lots of confidence that we're moving in the right direction. Probably not at the pace that's needed, really. But once there is a free exchange of information from the different applications, then all those applications can actually do what they're designed to do more effectively. It's not just about revenue management. It's about all we have to share our information to other applications as well.
No, you're right. It's not like you're sitting there and everyone's got to say, well, we'll feed it all in for you. It goes both ways. That's the whole point of being able to just use that data in many different avenues.
Yeah. So for example, we're just going back to forecasting stuff. We will share up. We've got an open API. Any one of our customers can get any one of their providers to extract a forecast from our application, because that forecast can be used for all manner of means. For example, it could be linked to a marketing system that says, oh, we're forecasting a soft period over here. Yep. Let's trigger a campaign automatically. Yep. So, you know, suddenly based on the information that we're providing, it can fuel and get other applications working far more effectively and harder for the hotel, and actually driving more profitable business for them.
And that fits in with the trend that, or the discussions that have been going on for the last couple of years about breaking down silos between sales and revenue and marketing. But again, it's like a lot of these things, theoretically it makes sense, but if you're still working with the puddles of data,
yeah,
and you can't bring it all into one lake that everybody can share and define what do we need and where do we need to pull it from, although you may culturally try and break down silos, your data almost forces you to still operate as individual teams.
Precisely. And I think once you're able to share that data, and then you're able to automate sort of actions as a result of that data within the different applications, actually it allows not only the revenue managers, but all those departments to become more strategic. This is the strategy that we're defining for our hotel, for our operation. Mm-hmm. But we don't have to pay attention to the day-to-day, because we know that the machines are sort of taking care of those things based on a strategy that we've sort of applied to the various applications. So, you know, if my demand drops below 80% on a particular day relative to previous days of similar days, do XYZ marketing campaigns.
Yeah, so like flag something up, drive the marketing, and they say, right, we should be looking at this, and that's how you cross-correlate that information.
And it stops the need for the different silos to actually have to talk to each other in a sort of reactive mode. They can actually define that strategy collectively,
yep,
and it just takes care of itself.
And I think what that leads into is to two elements I want to pick up there, because one of the things is the development of the revenue manager role, and we'll touch on that a little bit later. But I guess the first thing I want to pick up on is around the systems, and two elements of this. One, with rooms, it produces the reports, and we've got all the metrics. But you said something earlier that when you're looking at mice in particular, there's a lot more variables. So to me, that would seem much harder to just build an algorithm behind it, where you let the computer system just spew out its results and that's it, you go with it. So just talk me through that. We seem to be getting to a more, almost not fully automated, but working towards a more fully automated area around rooms. But these new ancillary areas within the departments, there still looks as if there's a needs to be a strong human element in there. Would that be fair?
Yes, I think that's correct. The variability of the mice component is much harder to I suppose predict. It's harder for us to sort of draw correlations between the characteristic of the group, the time of the group, and its likelihood to convert. There's still lots of, you know, the salespeople in the group business are still very, very much a component as well. So there's very much a human element in the negotiation. But again, applications such as ours can help in the decision making. So you take some of the emotion out of it,
yes,
and you start looking more at the facts as to whether, you know, am I going to accept this group or am I not?
Yeah.
But just because that group happened to stay with you last year, or you have a personal relationship with your counterpart at that company, doesn't necessarily mean that it's good business. And
yeah,
at the moment, that probably that probably weights very heavily into whether you accept the business or not. But I think as more data is exposed and made available to people across the organization, they're probably going to make better decisions. So ultimately, the human intervention is still going to be greater than in rooms.
Yeah,
there is more more assistance in providing the humans with better decision making capabilities.
And that comes back to your point about the role evolving from less analysis into more strategic.
Yes.
Discussion, and even if not strategic necessarily, at least more commercial. So is it good business? Is it profitable business? Does it fulfill the requirement that we need at this particular time, rather than just crunching the numbers and coming up with a conclusion? It's okay, well, the technology can crunch the numbers. What are we actually going to do with it? And so the discussions that you have with the other departments are, as you said, less reactive, more proactive, more commercial minded.
Yes, and less emotional as well, because you'll be able to, the revenue manager will be able to say to the sales manager, we shouldn't accept this business for these reasons, and here's the evidence to prove that.
Yeah.
And I think if you provide, if you provide sound arguments as to why this is good or bad business, then it's probably quite hard for anyone to disagree with that.
Unless you speak to a salesperson, and they'll have a pretty strong argument for why. So then the debate happens. The other thing that stands out listening to you is that I think we've kind of seen over the last few years, and I think there's maybe saying it's a worry is maybe over-exaggerating it, but with a drive to increase profits, with a drive to reduce costs, there's often been this worry that companies, hotels invest in technology to ultimately try and replace the human element. So around technology, RMS around rooms, there's that fear that, okay, the revenue manager is going to become obsolete. Now, that isn't the case. They need to evolve. And as you said, even if you're in a very room-centric property, there are still ancillary streams that you can be looking at. But it doesn't seem as if we're at a stage where you can just have a black box solution where you can pull it off the shelf, plug it in, there it does your total revenue forecasting, and it sets up each department and away you go. It still feels as if you move into that total revenue piece, working with your technology providers is going to be far more critical as you step outside of the rooms to start to develop a more bespoke solution. Is that what you're finding?
Yes, without doubt, the revenue management position is going to become more strategic, and probably, as you said, sort of looking at more of the other revenue streams and not just hotel, not just the rooms. The room component. Really, we know so much about that, and we can do a very good job at forecasting and pricing that element of the hotel. And more so, I think also the revenue managers are spending an inordinate amount of time just crunching and collating the data. So before they even get to make any decisions, they're spending so much time sort of pulling the data together. So if you can just remove that from their workload, you're already empowering them to become more effective, more beneficial to your organization in helping drive the bottom line profitability. I think my view is that there'll probably come a time when there'll be fewer revenue managers in an organization, but those that are there are going to have much more senior positions and be relied upon much more heavily in actually driving or defining the commercial strategy, not only for rooms, but the total revenue.
Yeah, no, that makes sense. And I guess in a way, we see the growth around the revenue consultancies as well. So for some of those independent hotels, they maybe go down a route of, if the technology is crunching the numbers, then they can hire someone, but maybe they may wear two or three hats. So could be looking at reservations, could be looking at digital marketing, could be looking at revenue. And again, this is where, back to our technology piece, if you've invested in the right piece of technology, and it doesn't have to be hugely expensive. You know, a lot of it being cloud-based now with the open APIs, data talking to each other, you could have one individual with a very broad role, but where the data is being provided to them and numbers are being crunched, and they're looking strategically at a commercial role, whether it be in an independent hotel or in a small group, or as you say, in medium and larger groups, you might find there's a greater clustering, but where the role develops into a more commercial view, and it's how that analysis of that data and what decisions are you making.
That's right. Yeah, and then that allows them to manage by exception. So they'll, most days will look like most other days, and the systems will just automate that pricing, distribute it, push it out, and there'll be a high degree of confidence and trust in what's been recommended. So they won't have to look at that. They'll just know that it's working really well. And provided the system can alert them to exceptional days, exceptional opportunities, bring those to their attention so that they can then analyze those and look at those. So it's not a completely hands-off scenario. There still will require some sort of human involvement, yeah. But the technology should identify where those unusual days and say, don't worry about the next 30 days, but on day 31, there's something unusual happening. They go and take a look, and then they can see using their judgment, their understanding of the market, understanding of the hotel, their strategy, understand how they respond to that very exceptional circumstance.
Yeah, that makes sense. So I think kind of rolling us back around to the whole TRF piece and why, A, it's important for a hotel. So whether you're a general manager, whether you're a developer, because I guess looking at what the capacity might be, tying that in with the market, whether you're regional operations, whatever your structure may be, the need to start looking across and at least taking this first step into looking at those other departments, even if you don't know the metrics, drives you to at least be starting to ask the questions: what do we want to do? And what should we be starting to look at? Is the data there? Do we need technology to support us? How does this feed in? How does our stack work? How does this drive into our RMS? How can that feed back into other departments? And really, it actually seems as if it's that piece that by asking those questions, you start to look more broadly. How can you start to connect a kind of a 360 view of your property and every single revenue stream that exists? And so from a revenue management perspective, and obviously our audience are front office, reservations, revenue management, digital marketing, distribution, so they all touch on those aspects. Suddenly sitting there thinking, okay, is technology going to replace me? You could argue it's actually the opposite. If you don't evolve, then yes, you will become extinct. Yes. If you just stay in rooms, technology will replace you and you'll be out in your ear and go and find something else. If you evolve, if you drive, if you look at the complete property and you start to look at what data you are drawing, even if it is manual, then you're starting to evolve your role, your importance to the property. You're starting to focus on other revenue streams, but then also profitability. And so you as an individual evolve, your success for the hotel increases, and so therefore your value increases. So it actually isn't a threat. It's more an enabler if it's used in a right way. Or am I being biased because you're sitting on the other end of this conversation?
It's definitely an opportunity. I would say anyone listening to this should see this as an opportunity. As we've sort of discussed, the technology isn't there yet. But if you can sort of align your thinking to the direction that this is moving in, and it is about total revenue management with that stepping stone to total revenue forecasting as a stepping stone, if you can align yourself along that trajectory, at some point the technology will be available and allow you to execute your strategy in a more automated fashion, and that will technology. Allows it can make many, many more decisions more rapidly than any human can. Yeah. So To try and compete with the machines is going to be an impossible task. But if you can start cleaning up your house and aligning the way that you work to what I think is inevitable, then you are going to become recognized as when we get to that point, when the technology allows this to happen, you'll be recognized as a person that's extremely valuable to the organization as in terms of implementing what you're already doing, but in a manual environment. So I think to just ignore it and stick your head in the sand would be detrimental. To actually recognize that this will happen, it's just a question of time, and start aligning your thinking and your operation around along these lines is going to be hugely beneficial.
No, that makes perfect sense. Perfect sense. So in terms of where you guys are going, I mean, you're working on this with this client at the moment in terms of developing it. What are the areas where Duetto is sort of pushing out the barriers at the moment? And I mean, one of the things that was quite key for me in a conversation that we had was talking about the transparency of the results, because again, we're collecting the data, we've got the technology, it's helping us, but then we're all sitting there saying, okay, you tell us. Yes. How do we bring that human element in to be able to actually say, how transparent is this, so we can be clear that the decisions that we're being, or the outcomes we're being presented with, we know where that's come from, and it's not just some magic box weaving its algorithm and doing its computation. Can you just talk a little bit about that? Because I know that's something that's very, very kind of core at what you're trying to achieve.
Yes. Yeah, it's important to us that we don't just become a black box solution provider. I think that that undermines the trust. So we've sort of taken on a difficult challenge in many respects, because we want our solutions to be very simple, but solve a very difficult or very difficult problems. Mm-hmm. And so they almost, you know, it sounds easy, but it's not. We would like to get to a situation where everyone we expose what we're doing in terms of the calculations, so that any professional looking at our recommendation can understand why we came to that conclusion. That builds trust and confidence in that, and ultimately they'll just say, you know, if they trust the application, trust the recommendations, they'll just run with them. Yeah. And they'll trust that we'll alert them at the right times when there is something unusual. But to do that in a way that still maintains simplicity in the system is really, really difficult.
Yeah, I can imagine.
Yeah, but that's our mission. Our mission is to provide that simplicity, but tackle very, very difficult problems. And I think, as we said earlier in the conversation, the rooms bit is probably, you know, we're a long way down that path. And I think already there's enough trust in the system for most of our customers who will just say, yes, we accept the recommendations. We know that what you've done in the past has worked really well for us, has driven our bigger business objectives. We need to do the same now as we move more into the total, into the other revenue streams. And as we discussed, that's much more complex, and there's probably more decision points, more factors to consider. But that probably means that there needs to be more transparency in how we're driving the outcomes.
That seems sensible. And then, as you say, having that human intervention, or the ability to go in and say, okay, well, this is what you've come up with. This probably needs a slight tweaking and adjustment until that property or that group will have its own tweaked algorithm, however it may be assigned, to say, right, that's what works for us. That aligns us to our goals. Your technology underpins it and just pulls the data and does those calculations. But we've had the chance to kind of tweak and amend it to suit and align it to where we're trying to get to. And that comes back to that sort of bespoke element to it that maybe is slightly more complex outside of the rooms piece.
Yeah, and just to be clear, we're not advocating a kind of a rules-based system. What this is deep algorithmic logic sort of yes. running, calculating this. But what the human can do is sort of put guardrails. So those rules are on top of the algorithm. So there's this heavy engineering data analysis happening in the background.
Yeah.
But the humans can influence the outcome based on their strategy, their experience, and things like that. So I think it's sort of the science and the art coming together in a very, very nice way.
Yeah. And so that really does become a point where then the technology becomes the enabler.
Yes.
Rather than replacing.
Exactly. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, perfect. Brilliant. Well, there's a lot that we touched on there. I'm conscious we've been talking for just over 50 minutes now. As I say, time flies when you're having fun. So yeah, I mean, I could clearly see why the TRF is the stepping stone to TRM. I think what comes out consistently in any of the podcasts that we do around whether it's revenue management or the broader topic, it's the quality of data. Because without the data, without the oxygen, you can't perform. You then need systems to enable you to get that data. It doesn't necessarily mean that everything is automated. There may still be a lot of manual process, but you at least need some way of being able to gather that information on the journey. And I think the last piece that I think is very encouraging is the way in which the role of the revenue manager is evolving, can evolve, needs to evolve, and how technology can support that evolution, so that actually the role, I mean, for those that like analyzing numbers, there will always be an element for that. There may be different industries as this technology, you know, starts to fulfill a lot of that function. But for those that are looking to try and think more commercially, trying to look at the whole property, trying to look at the profitability, then their chance to use technology to enable them for their role to develop, the interest of their role coming in day to day, so that, as you say, you know, your day's not always going to be the same as it always used to be. That would seem quite a refreshing opportunity to look to grasp and move with. So interesting times. I think the phrase is, what's this space? I mean, we've been watching it for many years on total revenue management, but I think the questions and the focus seems to be sharpening a little bit more around this area. So that's been really useful. Great to hear of it from your perspective, from Duetto's perspective. Great to hear from it as you're seeing it with what clients are doing at the moment. So I really appreciate your time. If are there any final comments around this, anything we haven't touched on as a passing point, or have we kind of covered everything that we wanted to get?
I think so. I think you summarized it really well. So yes, I think it watch this space, and you know, nothing stands still. That's the only constant, I think.
Brilliant. Well, look, thanks so much, Michael. It's been great to have you with us. Look forward to catching up with you again in the future, and we'll define another couple of topics that we can hook up on and discuss. Thanks a lot.
Thank you very much for having me.
So that's the end of today's podcast. I hope you enjoyed it. If you had any questions or future topic suggestions, please feel free to reach out via content@revenue-hub.com. Thank you all for listening. If you like what you heard, please subscribe, like, and tell your colleagues and friends. Catch you next time.